Well, hello, everybody. We're back. Sorry, it's been a while.
We were living life.
Yeah. Were we?
I was.
I don't even know what living life means anymore. It's like Groundhog's Day over here. I mean, the big outing for the week was going to the grocery store.
At least you can do it.
I was like 80.
The grocery store.
I'm like 80.
Well,
it's my big outing for the week is going to the grocery store. Actually, though, I went to the movies last week for the first time in a long time. Yeah, and it was amazing in a couple of ways that I wasn't expecting. Like, you know, since pandemic, I haven't been to the movies, and then there was like nothing I wanted to see, and then Batman came out. Okay, want to go see Batman. Well, then I realized why I don't like going to movies. Somebody wore the most body spray I've ever smelled on someone. It was some sort of fruity, gross thing. Probably got it from Bath and Body Works.
You're having flashbacks from your strip club incident.
Yes, yes. And so much of it. It was like, I'm like, oh my God, it was so strong. And then the next person either next to me or somewhere around me kept farting. So all I could smell was either that.
You get tropical farts.
Intense. Yes. It was fucking awful. I'm like, what the shit is this? I'm just watching movies at home now.
You're like, why is everyone shitting themselves? What happened gross. Here?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's everywhere though. Like you can't go anywhere without someone ripping ass.
And that's disgusting. Well,
thanks okay. for the crap dust, buddy.
And does this happen to you a lot? This doesn't happen to me a lot.
I would say, yeah, I would say at least once a week, I am somewhere out of the house that happens.
I wonder, is it like maybe people get nervous around you?
I just think people in Las Vegas are slightly disgusting. Well, everyone drank too much and has been on a party right. bender. So everyone's like, I don't know if that was a fart or I'm going to shit myself.
Right.
But either way, let's have tequila.
And they don't care.
They don't care.
They're not caring.
Nobody cares. They're like, we're here to party.
Well, a big update is that you moved to Vegas.
I did. I moved back to Vegas. It's been a long
happy?
Time. Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
I missed it. Good. I didn't think I was going to miss it, but I did.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
But I didn't really get to spend a lot of time here because as soon as I moved, I went back on tour. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
It was interesting.
What? Now I know I'm supposed to pick the place. But I don't even know where you've been, what's been going on. So I want you to pick your favorite moment from going on tour. And sorry about the audio, everybody.
Listen, my microphone has collected dust.
Something's wrong with her microphone. We busted it out. And so she's using her computer microphone. We're slumming it.
We're basically degenerates today, but at least you get to hear my entertaining story.
Yeah. So,
maybe we'll just start at the beginning.
Okay.
Because that was the beginning of the end.
Okay.
It was not originally supposed to be a tour. It was supposed to be you're going to go to New York for the 4th of July weekend and help celebrate the grand reopening. So there's a club.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, there's a club there and it's been open for many years, but they redid it. They got all new management, new girls, new staff, new training, all that. So it's supposed to be like this big revamp party, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, yeah, you just come out for like one weekend and then you can go back home to doing whatever you were doing before. Well, this turned into so much fun and such an extravagant weekend. I ended up doing like 16 other bookings after this. So I'd have to say this one is my favorite because it's by far the most wild feature dance booking I've ever been on in my entire life.
Well, I'm going to ask what everyone's thinking in their heads right now. And why was it?
So I know we always like had this facade about keeping what happens in the champagne rooms private because, you know, it's polite, but I'm not polite. I'm a fucking asshole. So I'm going to spill all the tea because it's too good not to share. And I don't care.
I mean, I don't know why it's private. It's not like nobody knows what happens. It's, well, maybe they don't know the details, but I think we can all guess what happens in the champagne room.
Right. And so like everyone, like, you know, if you're going to the club, you know. So most oftentimes, right, you get in the champagne room, you drink, you get a little lappy dance, remove some items of clothing, get really intimate. It's great. La, la, la. And then you leave. Well, that was not at all what happened in this trip to New York because I don't know if there's like a secret society of like sub men in New York, but my very first night I was drinking at the bar and this guy walked up to me and he was critiquing my bartending skills. Now, mind you, I'm
Wait, why were you bartending?
That's what I was just going to say. Okay. I am there as a featured dancer. I happened to be behind the bar making myself a cocktail because the bartender was really busy. So I was just making myself a drink because I didn't want to wait and I'm impatient. And I like green tea shots, which it's not hard to make. So I'm like, you put a little bit of peach schnapps, you put a little bit of ice and you put a little Jameson, shaky, shaky. You can add Sprite or soda or whatever you like to fluff it up. I don't need it. Anyways, he's critiquing my bartending skills and I'm just sober and angry because I didn't get a nap. So I told him kindly to fuck off. Well, this went into a nice little...
Wait, did you really just say fuck off?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Because I'm not having it. It's like 8 p.m. Why are you being an asshole?
Right.
And also I'm sober and I just didn't get a nap. So I'm like, fuck off. And so I just go back to making my shot. Well, this turns into a very playful banter about his masculinity.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, why don't you just sit down with your tiny little shrimp dick and carny hands and shut the fuck up and let me drink my shot before you start yelling at me, okay? Because I'm not having it.
What are carny hands?
They're like little tiny like mouse hands. Oh. They're like baby hands, but on a big man. So he was like, okay, I had my shot, right? And so then he's like, I'll buy you another one, but someone else has to make it. And I'm like, I hate you. So his friend comes over. And of course, we're going back and forth because he thinks he's Mr. Macho, but he's not. And his friend comes over and is like, why are you yelling? And I'm like, because your friend is a piece of garbage and he should probably go find a new hobby because harassing me isn't it. So I like playfully smacked him across the face because that's what I do. And I'm a little sasshole.
Like how hard though?
It was like a medium size.
Okay.
Like medium size smack.
And were you angry doing this or were you visually like, could he tell you were kidding?
He could tell I was playing because he was laughing and he was like making fun of me because basically he wanted to be the alpha and it's not how it works.
That's not going to happen with you. Yeah.
No. So anyways,
I should just go with you and stand behind you and have cue cards that are insights into how you are. Like, hey buddy, that's never going to work. Or
no,
you should be nicer. If not, you're going to get smacked and
right.
Please don't fart near her. She's going to get angry.
Well, it's like a sign that says like, don't feed the animals. Yeah. Like don't tell her what to do would be my sign.
I would say your sign also is feed her tacos.
Yeah. Feed her all the tacos. So anyways, I'm not sure where the conversation led this direction, but for some reason I made this man take off his shirt because I just felt like that was an appropriate thing to do in the middle of a strip club on a Thursday night.
Like was this is this was his punishment?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so for some reason I made the bartender wear it. So he's walking around shirtless in the strip club and I'm going around talking to everyone. I do my show and I come back and this poor man is still sitting there shirtless, angry as all get out. So finally I'm like, okay, let's go back to the champagne room and I'll, you know, apologize for being an asshole because now I'm drunk and kind.
Okay.
So we decide to go to the champagne room. Now, mind you, I have been a dancer for 10 years and I have seen a lot of things.
Yeah, I would assume.
like a lot of things. And I just want to start by phrasing the company that I had brought with me to the strip club. We had a code word for the whole weekend, and it's "We Choose Violence," because I don't know why, it was just violence. I choose violence.
Okay.
So I go to the champagne room and we're taking shots and I'm choosing violence and I'm smacking this guy around because he kind of likes it. And every time I hit him, he gives me $100.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a way to keep the train going.
So I'm like, oh, this is great. It's kind of like giving a kid like one Skittle at a time instead of just giving him the whole bag. Sure. Like, of course I'm going to act out to get more Skittles, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I want to act out to get more money. So every single time I smack this guy, it's like $100, $100, $100. We're in there for like an hour. So you can imagine this has gone on for some time.
Now, I've never wanted to be a stripper, but I could definitely do what you were doing.
Right. And I mean, like, I was trying to play it up. Like, I had this guy like butt naked. I like tied his hands behind his back with my panties.
Oh my
God. Feet together with his socks, like hog tie style. And so this poor man was just like taking it, and he just like didn't have the code word down, or he just didn't use it. I don't know.
Okay.
So after an hour, I'm like, God, I'm fucking bored and I can't keep hitting you. I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to get a friend and we're going to hit you together.
Oh God. Was he excited about this?
He didn't have a choice.
But what was he saying during all of this?
I mean, he was just like, he just continued to think that he was like the top dog in the situation. But it was like, you know, like when you tell a dog no, and then they do it, and then you're like, what the fuck? And so then you have to discipline them, and then they want to like love on you.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of like what happened. Like, he was being an asshole. I disciplined him. He liked it. And then I got mad. So then I hit him again.
Oh, wow.
So
I'd love to talk to this man's parents and just understand what happened there, but okay. Go ahead.
But like, normally when I'm in the champagne room, like, I'm more friendly and like, I do like the lap dances and everything, but this guy was just really like, I don't know, he was speaking to my soul. So I got a friend. Well, normally, like in most clubs that I've been to, I have like friends or dancers that work there that I've gotten to know. So I just bring them back with me. Well, that was not the case in this particular club. So I just asked the management to send me someone that was exciting.
Okay.
Joke's on fucking me, because the girl comes back and she's like, you need to leave. You need to go to the bar and you need to get me a list of things. And then you need to come back. And I was like, okay. And so I'm like, okay, what's the list? So she's like, I need olives. I need cherries. I need soda. I need 3 straws and 4 napkins. And I need another pair of panties. And I was like, okay. I'm like, what kind of drinks are you making? Like, right?
Amazing list. Like, if you went to the grocery store and bought all those things, I think it would be, you know, they've seen some weird combinations at the checkout counter, but that would definitely turn some heads.
Right. And so I'm like, okay, what the fuck? So I'm like, are we making a martini? I'm like, there's tequila in there. No one puts olives in tequila. I'm like, I don't understand. So anyways, I just casually bring my little serving tray with all the shit on it, which I don't know why I was doing it myself, but I did. Mind you, I'm wearing this man's sneakers, which at the time I had no idea what I was wearing, but I later found out that they are very, very nice. Shadows. And
what are shadows?
The listeners will know. It doesn't matter. Okay. They're very expensive sneakers. Oh. And
are you sure the listeners will know? Okay.
They'll know.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm butt ass naked with a tray full of bullshit, wearing these big ass fucking shoes, walking through the strip club, like neener, 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 whatever, going back to the champagne room. I get there. This man is tied up like fucking baby Jesus. He's got his hands up. He's tied to the stripper pole. His legs are crisscrossed. And I am just like,
wait, hold up. When was baby Jesus tied up?
Well, he looked like a baby. So he really looked like adult Jesus, but he looks like a baby. So he's baby Jesus. And I'm like, what in the hell happened while I was gone? Because I left him curled up like a little fetus on the ground. She's like, well, he told me about your experience in here. So I thought we'd just give them a little love. And I was like, oh, okay. And like, I brought your odd list of requests. And she's like, oh, perfect. She's like, okay, bring me the cherries. I'm like, all right, great. So she like lays him down flat on like the bed and she like covers this man in cherry juice. Right. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. He's going to be really sticky.
I have a question. How nice is this champagne room?
Well, everything is leather, so, it's a little worn, but I wouldn't necessarily go as far to say it's like West Virginia shitty, but it's not as nice as like maybe the penthouse at the Waldorf.
Got it. Okay.
You know, you're like a happy medium of like, it's nice, but you know, some shady shit happens.
Yeah. All right. All right.
So she's pouring cherry juice and this poor man is just like thinking, oh man, like this is it. This is where all my dreams come true, right? Like I've got the two hottest girls I've ever seen and they're about to like get it on.
And at this point, how much is this dude dropped?
I think we're like well past 10,000 at this point.
Okay. So he's paid $10,000 to be humiliated, have his shoes worn and tied up like a little baby. And smack around. Got it.
Yep. And so like, mind you, in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, I've done my work. Like now I'm just going to kick back and enjoy the show because I brought a friend, right? No, that is not right. Not at all. She's like, hold his legs. And I'm like, okay, what are we doing? Put me in, coach. I'm ready. So she's like, you got to squat. And like, so I was like squatting and holding his legs.
So you mean like you had him like wheelbarrow style?
No, he was like on his back and I was like holding his legs up like this.
Oh my God. Over your shoulders?
Over my shoulders.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, what are we doing? So she's like, do you got the olives? And I'm like, yes, I got the olives. Where do they go? Like, what are we doing? And I'm like, I'm so excited because I have no idea what's going on. I shit you not. This girl starts shoving these olives so far up this man's butthole. And I don't even know what is happening because I'm just holding his legs. And I'm like, this is not how I thought this was going to go.
Hold up. So what, like, I feel like if I had myself in this same situation and this girl had my legs up and then somebody shoved an olive in my ass, I would probably clench so tight, cut the olive in half, get up and be like, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that did not happen. And I was like waiting for the moment for, you know, like them to freak out.
Yeah.
There was no freaking out.
So he wasn't freaking out. He was down with this.
He was down with the quickness because she was like loading it like a rifle about to save her life. She's like, pew, 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 pew. And before I knew it, the whole cup was gone.
Oh shit. Like how many olives?
I don't know.
Wait, were these the extra big ones? Like blue cheese stuff?
Yes.
Oh my God. Not even a tiny one.
And so now I'm like trying not to laugh. I'm also holding his legs. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to keep it sexy, but also I kind of want to like know what's going to happen. Also in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm not getting those olives out.
No,
like I'm not doing it.
Oh,
so now she is like licking up the cherry juice and she starts pouring
which
the olive
is where?
All over his whole body.
Oh, gross.
And so she's kind of like doing a slithery snake motion up his belly and all the way up his chest and around his nipples and whatever. But apparently if you put the cherry juice down and it dries a little, and then you put the olive juice, it's like the perfect sweet and salty combo. So you don't taste the person's
grossness.
Person's taste. I don't know.
Ew. Ugh.
And so I guess that's the key, ladies. If you're trying to give a blowjob, put some cherry juice and an olive juice, and then you don't get the belly button smell. I don't know.
Ew.
I don't know.
That's so wrong.
This is what I learned in this champagne room. So after that was over and he had his moment of niceness, I basically
wait,
was
you cannot skip over that. What's that a moment was, moment of niceness,
you know, she like she
gave him a little something something,
she gave him a little love.
All right.
And I'm just laughing hysterically because you could tell this poor man is like trying not to shit out these olives.
I bet. I mean, he just got basically he got an olive enema, and I don't know if anybody out there has ever had to have an enema. But you, I mean, like, it's a struggle to keep that in there. You, well, like, and it's not easy.
And it wasn't even like he was getting the full Monty of enjoyment. It was right. like a nice little, like, I'm going to just like pet you like a kitty cat. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, I was bored. So I was like, well, this was fun, but you need to get the fuck out. And I'm not giving you your clothes back. So get out. He's like, what? And I was like, yeah, you need to leave. Get out. And so he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, if you want to leave, you have to wear my thong out the front door.
Wow.
And he was like, I'm not doing it. And I was like, well, then I guess you're just going to rot in here like the pirates did, because you're not going to leave. And he sat in there for like another 30 minutes while I did another champagne room. And I just kept like looking out the door and I'm like, wow, he's just still sitting there. Cause I left him in just my thong.
Wow.
And mind you, I still had his sneakers on. So
where'd you put his clothes? Just hide them somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy's sitting there still. He has olives up his ass. Oh, Jesus.
So finally I'm like, okay, you poor soul, you can leave. It's just going to cost you like another $5,000. It's fine. And like, I mind you, I was kidding, but he actually gave me the money. And he's like, listen, I'll leave with no pants on wearing these panties, but you got to give me my shoes back. Like, you can't keep these shoes.
I love that he's compromising and he's the one paying. What an idiot.
And I'm like, no, man, I'm sorry. These shoes are mine now. Like, you better just go find something else. And this is where I got my lesson in shoes. Apparently these are like very hard to find sneakers. And I think they're like Nikes or.
Oh, okay. I thought they were a brand. Now I know what you're talking about.
No, I did not know. I was just like, I'm not putting my stripper heels on, buddy. So you can leave barefoot or you can wear my heels, but I'm not putting them back on.
Yeah. Anyways. It's like a special edition.
Right. Yeah. So it was just hilarious because we got into another aggressive banter because he's like, please, please, please. Except for now I'm like, no, it's fine. You can kiss these shoes goodbye.
I love that he's begging you to give his shoes back to him. And he's also paid, he's like $15,000 in right now, naked wearing a thong.
Oh my God. It was so funny. I gave him the shoes back. I did make him wear my thong under his pants though.
Okay.
But mostly question. Because I was afraid that those olives were going to fall out in the club. So I'm like, maybe if the thong's up your butt crack, it'll hold them in there until you get
That's out. A good thought.
Well, imagine you're just sitting in a strip club with your stripper heels on and you're walking and you trip over a fucking shitty olive.
That's yeah. I mean, everybody, you should just know how you think bars are dirty. Oof. So did the olives come out?
I don't know. Oh, that's why this is my favorite day because, sir, if you're listening out there, can you just write me a DM and just tell me
please,
how long it took please. You to get those out?
We want to know.
Like, I need to know.
And are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you have to go to the hospital and have like a saline banana bag because you were so dehydrated? An asshole in.
Salty olives. So this would have been like the greatest story, right? Except for now, mind you, this doesn't happen very often where I like get paid to beat men for money, right? Like, of course, during my movies, but not in like strip club situations. Sure. Most men just want to get to know you and feel on your titties and whatever.
So, have someone to talk to.
You know how like they have those secret clubs where you have to have like a password to get in?
Yep.
And then you get in and you like, you feel cool because you're the only one that knows about it. Well,
so I said, yeah, like I know, I mean, I can imagine, but I'm not super confident. I've been there, but yes, I have heard of these things.
Well, okay. So that's kind of how it felt because mind you, this is Thursday. So I'm working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that was the first day of my whole trip. So Friday we're going out on the town and we're going to all these restaurants and we have a bunch of reservations to try all this food. So we get to brunch. It's like 11:30 in the morning. I got home at like 2 a.m.
And you're with your friends from the club.
And I'm with all of the girlfriends from the club.
Yep.
And I get there and all of a sudden this guy comes over and he's like, he works there. And he's like, excuse me, ma'am. He's like, this guy from across the bar sent you a mimosa. And I was like, oh, that's really great. Thank you. So I like look over and I wave and he waves back and I said, thank you. And so
at this point, are you thinking it might be a fan that recognized you?
Well, of course. I don't just get drinks because I'm a normal person.
Because you're beautiful.
Right.
Probably.
No, they're like, oh, I've jacked off to you 100 times here. And I like don't say that because I'm like an asshole. I just say that because every single time anyone's ever sent me a drink, they're like, I'm a big fan.
Gotcha.
So anyways, so we are going about our brunch. We have fun. We're like, get our food. Halfway through it, this guy finally comes over and he's like, so I heard through the grapevine that you're working here in town this week. And I said, I sure am. Tonight, I'll be there at 7 o'clock. And he's like, okay, well, I also heard that if I give you $5,000, we can go to the champagne room. And I'm like, yep, that's usually how that works.
Yeah, to gotta, start.
Got to pay to get in. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we're laughing. And obviously I'm not going to talk nitty gritty at a freaking brunch place. So I'm like, yeah, if you want to come in, that's like pretty accurate assumption. So he's like, cool. So I shit you not. I walk in the door at 7. I'm still in my pajamas. Okay. I'm like not even in full costume yet. This guy's sitting at the bar and I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll go put
ready
my outfit
to go.
On. Ready. I walk downstairs. I'm like, I did not expect to see you here. And he's like, well, so-and-so told me that if I give you this money, we can go to the champagne room and you'll be mean to me. And I'm like, what? So
I think you tapped into a whole nother just person that needs assistance in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And so we go back and like this one, I was trying, like, I felt bad about the first guy. Cause I was kind of like, man, I really did hit him hard. And I meant it. I meant to hit him hard. He was kind of pissing me off a little, but this guy was like, just being like, I'm going to use my riding crop instead. And he like loved it. And he like said, thank you. He gave me a big tip. And I like was doing like a little playful dance and like smacking the shit out of this guy.
Wow.
And he had like riding crop spots, like from where I had like tapped
was
him
he
a
naked?
Little harder. Yeah. Well, of course.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you were fully naked or was he, I don't know. I don't know what happens in this scenario.
Of course he was. I had my costume on because I had to go to stage.
Okay.
So, it was great. He was so polite. He was so nice. I had a lot of fun. I'm like, oh my God, this is like the vibe. This is how I need to start every work day.
Okay.
So then I went and I did my stage set. I was in such a good mood. I shit you not. I get off stage again. And here is another guy. And he's like, hey, so I saw you at brunch earlier and I knew who you are because I'm like a big fan. And I was like, cool. And I was like, well, do you want a lap dance? And he's like, I was really hoping we could go to the private room. And I was like, okay. So I like
big night for you.
Told him already. Told him my prices. And he's like, okay, I wasn't ready for that, but tomorrow I'll be ready. And I'm like, okay, cool. And now mind you, like I normally don't charge $5,000 for a champagne room. I was just being an asshole to that guy.
Right.
So now I'm like,
well, now you've established that this is how you get in at this club with this amount of money for someone like you.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going about my night. And of course, like I have like a lot of really loyal fans that have come and I've had like great conversation. And it was so much fun. But every single time I swear to God, I turned around, there was another guy that was like, hey, I heard about this. I'm like, how? Who is this guy?
They have an underground club and they probably have a subreddit and they all talk about it.
Right. I'm like, who is this guy? And why is he admitting that he got his ass beat? Like
subreddit. I got beat and things shoved up my ass.
And it was glorious. Right.
Yeah.
So finally I go up to the dancer's room where everyone gets ready. And I'm like, listen up girls, we got to have a powwow because I need to know, like, is this a thing? And they're like, we've never heard of this. And I was like, good. It's just me. Okay.
It's just you.
Awesome. So I like start Googling myself because I'm like, did a scene just come out me like beating up a slave or something? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. I'm like, man, what is happening? The whole weekend, I just had fetish people coming in and it was amazing.
Word spread.
It was like a fire. So I get a message from the owner of the club. I'm on my flight home. I'm hungover as shit. I'm probably crop dusting everyone. I don't know. I'm just
That's so wrong.
I'm like, I need to get out of here. I need to go home. I think I'm bruised from beating other people. So I get a phone call and he's like, I heard you had a great weekend. And I was like, it was interesting. And he's like, well, we've gotten a ton of emails to have you at all these other clubs.
Oh no.
And I'm like, did I just fall down the fucking submissive rabbit hole?
You did.
I'm like,
now you're famous. You're famous.
I'm like, they work fast. Anyways, to all you wonderful submissive men out there, you give me life. Life.
I mean, again, I would totally do that for money. Listen, I wouldn't wear what she's wearing. I'd probably wear my same normal outfit, like sweatpants and a hoodie. I'll beat you for $100.
Well, and like, that's the thing is like, some of them didn't want to be beat. They just wanted to be like degraded, or like, they just wanted me to like stand on them with my feet and like lick totally my dirty boots. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is so hot. I'm like, there's just something about a super submissive man that just lets me violate him.
I mean,
sincerely, you're Dom Alexis.
I mean, obviously I'm not into men and I wouldn't call it hot, but I could see how it would be attractive to be able to do whatever you want to someone.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, obviously like we respect boundaries. If they're like, oh my God, this is a hard no, of course I'm respectful, sure. But it was just so crazy because I was like one guy and now all of a sudden it's like the code word, like, hey, can I pay you $5,000?
So you go to the rest of these clubs yet?
So this was my very first one. And so I have finished successfully all of the other clubs, which is why we're redoing our podcast, because I have a whole slew of exciting stories.
And I think I mean, that's going to be next podcast is going to be club number 2. And are we allowed to name these clubs?
No.
Okay. No problem.
We're going to remain in secret.
Okay.
And some of them, I might not even tell you what state they're in because they're slightly terrible.
Okay. But, no worries.
It'll be for the viewers' enjoyment.
I like listeners, that.
Listeners' enjoyment.
Well, they're also your viewers, not mine. They view you.
Well, this whole thing sparked a whole new genre of content on my website now. So now I'm like, I kind of need like submissive slaves to beat up in real life and let me film it.
Okay.
Like it's a thing. Here I am.
I think we needed to, before we sign off, we needed to do a shout out.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So among my tour of, I need to look it up what their handle is. Among my tour, I got the pleasure of meeting a wonderful man from another podcast. And, hold on, I'm looking him up. I can't multitask. Okay. Anyways, so I got to meet someone on one of my adventures and it was really cool because they are associated with a hockey team and I thought it was really cool and they all came out to support me. So shout out to Nasty Knuckle Podcast and all of your lovely gentlemen friends for following me and supporting me online. I know I couldn't see you in person, but thank you so much. Go subscribe to his podcast. It's all about hockey and talk about hockey and all that.
What is it again?
I found really exciting. It's Nasty Knuckles Pod.
Gotcha.
On Instagram. So you can find his link on there.
And what about a shout out to the team?
Oh yeah. And the Zebras. Thank you so much. I love you all. You are the best.
Thank you for being nice to my friend and being respectful. And I like to hear that. I like to hear that she has a good time and is not just harassed by a bunch of assholes. So appreciate it.
I know. And there's more podcasts that I'd like to shout out again on our next episode, but I'll write a list next time.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you everybody. We're back. Sorry. It's been a while.
Well, The adventures of Alexis Monroe will continue.
They're always continuing.
And please send us email. How do they contact us?
They can contact email, or they can just DM you on your Instagram. It's probably better.
Yeah. So send me your next questions and I'll try to answer.
We'll put out a request for questions as well. I think that worked well last time. It's just asking fans. Yeah. We just got a lot of comments, but we also got some questions. So that's good. All right. Well, thank you everybody. And until next time.
See you later. Adios.
All of you.
Cherry much.
Oh, we're amazing.
I hate it here. Let's go.